Hi everyone. What I want to do right now is take you through deploying Project Atomic or Red Hat Enterprise Linux Atomic on OpenStack. So what Atomic is it is a lean operating system built to run containers. So it brings over a lot of the tools and patterns of container-based application deployment and integrates it with a modern, reliable, and secure operating system, that of Red Hat Enterprise Linux or Fedora. And it also does this, so it allows you to actually update. The update model is kind of the new way of updating using OS tree. So we'll go ahead and show you how this works. So I log into my OpenStack environment. I'm actually going to select a new project here. And if I go under images in my new project, you can see I've loaded the RHEL Atomic 7 beta image. And what I want to do now is go ahead and create an instance based on this. So I'm going to go ahead and launch the instance. Give it a name, call it Atomic Test. We'll make it medium in this case. So it's going to get two vCPUs. The disk here is not very important as well, because we can actually mount external storage under varlib docker after this. So we'll select our boot image of RHEL 7 Atomic Beta. We're going to use this image, and then we're going to show you how you update it. So I'm going to select my key pair, drop it on the default network. Post-creation, I'm actually going to run a little script. You can find this in the documentation. What it essentially does is it sets a password for the cloud user. So the cloud user is the default user. It's going to allow password auth in this case. And you can see I also have an authorized key. So I've pasted my pub key here so I can go ahead and launch this. So we'll go ahead and launch it, and we'll come back once it's up and running. So my Atomic Test instance is now running. I'm going to go ahead and associate a floating IP with it. So we'll associate 10.11.95.10 so we can access this instance externally. And now I'll go ahead and just SSH over to it as the cloud user. So here I am. I am on the Atomic host. You'll notice one thing if I grep for the Kubernetes package here, that I'm actually running an older version of Kubernetes. So if I wanted to actually upgrade Kubernetes, I wouldn't want to use yum to upgrade. What I could actually do in Atomic, let's say there's a number of packages and updates I want to receive, I can actually use the OS tree command and basically point it at a new tree for this. So that's what I'm doing here. And then I could rebase this. So let me go ahead and rebase my Atomic instance. And once this is done, what's happening here is I'm actually rebasing my Atomic image. I'll then be able to run an Atomic upgrade and reboot. And what will happen is a three-way merge of my configuration with the new version of Atomic. You know, very quickly, very easy to do. I'm not pulling down a number of updates and packages. It's all one shot. And I should have an updated Atomic instance. So we'll go ahead and let this run, and we'll come back just as soon as this is finished. So I can see here, after my rebase, what's changed, what's been removed. I can see that the transaction is complete, the boot config is swapped, and it's also deleted some of the references as well, and it's also copied my changes in my configuration that I want to live on. So I'll go ahead and reboot this, this node, and we will wait for it to come back up in just a second here. So we'll give it a few seconds here to reboot. And when it does come back up, I should be able to log in and see that the package has changed. So I log back in. And I could see I'm now running Kubernetes, the newer version of Kubernetes. So just like that, I am now updated to a newer version of Atomic. Very simple to do. Very easy to upgrade, and very thin as well. You also notice there is Docker is included on here as well. And in the next couple other videos, we'll show you how you can actually deploy instances using Kubernetes and Docker.